Yes. It used to be that piece of land, when there was a small grandstand there, mm-hmm. was the Wayne County Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think about 45 or 46, they decided to change the Wayne County Fair, and they moved that to Belleville.
Mm-hmm.
Then they started having racing there along about in the late 40s.
Okay. After the war.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Then this Paramutual came in later,
uh-huh.
but it didn't run as long as it does now.
Mm-hmm.
But they've expanded it a lot since,
uh-huh.
and it's run much longer.
Mm-hmm.
We have it all winter now.
When they first started operating Northville Downs here, how did the people respond to that? Were they in favor of it or were they opposed to it?
Well,
do you recall?
A lot of people didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
But they said when they started it that it would bring in a lot of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of tax for the new town.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really swung it, and people voted for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of them were sorry after they did.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. How long have you lived here?
Almost 11 years.
Yeah. Well, you know how the traffic comes in here at night to go to that.
Yes.
And how that you couldn't, if you wanted to go to town, you're hard up to get there. But that runs all winter. Of course, in the summer it's a lot better. They're not there.
Uh-huh.
But it gets crowded.
Uh-huh.
Really crowded.
Uh-huh. Have you noticed that they have moved the horse barns west of Sheldon and south of 7 Mile, and they're building what they call the St. Lawrence Estates in there?
Yeah.
How do you feel when you see all those trees and that woodsy land having houses built on it?
Well, I don't vote for that. Maybe it's because it's just too much too soon, but it seems like they tear up everything. They tear up everything. The environmentalists say, well, we're going to save this and that and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then when a contractor gets hold of this ground, he just goes in there and tears it apart. If it was a mountain, it would be flat. Gets rid of all the trees. Sells the soil back to the people that buy the houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got these condominiums stuck on every hill and every place.
I know.
I guess I'm just small town and I can't get used to that.
Uh-huh.
You know what's the matter? They don't build no homes for the working man.
I think you're absolutely right about that.
No, they don't.
The homes are all for moneyed people.
They have to be. You have to be. Who can pay $250,000 for a house?
That's right. There is a great shortage of homes.
That's the reason.
For lower income people.
That's the reason.
Yes.
Pardon me?
There's not much profit in it, I guess.
No, well, you know, you used to be able to buy an acre for a little or nothing, and when you got ready to build on it, you build on it as you felt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you built the basement, you didn't have to hurry
mm-hmm.
to build the rest. But now that's all changed, too. So there isn't any way you can save money.
Have you any idea how much these 4.5 acres cost in 1911?
Yes. I know exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
$600. That was with a house and barn.
Is it that old barn that's been over there? Is that right? Is that still in use?
Yeah, yeah. I've still got stuff in it.
So, now, in the house next door here, are the people who are in there related to you?
That's our house.
Well, all right.
I mean, it was my mother's home.
Do you have a tenant?
No. Uh-huh. No, my children have lived in there at different times to get started to where they could go and get their own home. And now my son, one of my sons stays there when he's here. And I just keep it furnished and ready to use.
Now the original 4.5 acres are just two homes on it now, is that right?
Yeah. Well, see, my father sold that part there.
I see. So now you're packed.
So ours,
how many acres now?
It's an acre and a tenth.
So you own both houses on the acre and a tenth. Well, interesting.
And a quarter of an acre uptown here sells for $62,000.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
That's going too far. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How can a man that's working in a plant or something getting $10 an hour for it to what building? He can't even get $10 an hour.
Well, that's right. That's right. But I think what it tells me is that there are a lot of people who are earning a lot of money.
No,
I'm not
yes,
one of them.
You're right.
Know there ain't.
You're right. There is.
I want to tell you what they're doing. They're all in debt.
Well,
they make good money, but they're in debt anyway.
And then get up to their ears.
That's what's the trouble with it.
We've got a false economy, and something's going to happen. And you watch.
You think it's going to happen after November?
I don't know when it's going, but it'll happen.
Here's the old library when it faced Wing Street.
Something that will happen. Eventually. You can't keep going on like this. And I got children that can't even hardly afford a place or afford a place. They got two working and they can't make a decent living. Now there's something wrong somewhere.
Well, that's what we're hearing in this political campaign. With two people working and you can't keep your head
well, I could have told them that before they started that.
Now they just seem like they don't seem to realize it. Oh, well, when did that happen? Where they've been. That's what I'd like to know. Where they've been.
I remember this old Civil War veteran.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
George Goodell.
Yes. He was the grandfather of a friend of mine.
He died in 1931.
He lived on Katy Street.
Is that right?
He used to be in the parades.
Oh.
Yeah, so he would ride. And then he was old, very old then, you know, and he rode in the back of a car, but he was always in a parade.
The way I look at it, I fought the Second World War for nothing.
What did you say about the Second World War?
I fought it for nothing.
Oh.
Yes, I did. I don't have no rights. I gotta listen to somebody tell me what to do all the time.
Oh.
And I don't like that.
Yeah.
It really burns me.
This is here's the city hall that was the first city hall. That was right across, that faced the library on Link Street.
We're looking at a book called Early Northville, which is a collection of pictures assembled by Laura Smith Hickson. And we're looking at a picture of the old city hall. It says Village Hall, located on the corner of Main and Wing Streets. Okay. It's served as village hall until it was raised in 1963 for the present city hall.
That's right.
So that's about 25 years ago. That's a beautiful building.
It's a nice building.
And is that exactly where the city hall is now, the municipal building?
Yes.
That's a shame to tear down that beautiful building.
Yes, and it was a private home before that.
Very best of them. Long, black walnut and everything was in that building when they tore it down.
Is that right?
They had
green bulldozer to it and tore it flat.
It was the Lapham home.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you probably know the Laphams too.
Well, I know who they are, yes. I've always known them. Aren't that cool? Like I said, they've always been here, too.
Uh-huh. Right.
And, well, is there anything else you'd like to know?
Well, I can't think of anything else, but what I would like to do is have you... if you think of anything that you would like to talk about, I'd be happy to come back sometime. Now, what they will do, the Al Smithley at the library will probably do a little editing on this tape. Then we will bring it back to you and play it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if it's all right with you, everything is okay, then you would sign this paper saying that you have reviewed the interview and give your final approval for its use by the Historical Society and the library.
Yeah.
So, would you
like...
Oh, yes, my grandfather is buried up there in the old cemetery.
Which, is that at Rural Hill?
No, the one
high school.
Behind the old high school.
Oh, on Katy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you would just sign here now. This was your signature, but if this, you would print your name, address, and phone number.
Oh,
right
printed?
There.
Mm-hmm. Not too bad.
Well, it doesn't really matter because I can read your writing very well. I have mint growing on my patio, and I love the smell of it.
It grows well along the ditch back
does.
Here. Yeah. I don't plant it. It just comes up there every year. We have one of these herb books on this stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm always looking in there, looking up different stuff. And it actually works.
Uh-huh.
And
you don't need Northville on here, right?
Uh-huh. The stuff actually works. No, I'm kidding. Not kidding you. It does. It's just as good as some of the medicine the doctors that you're paying for. Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. We study the herb books.
Uh-huh.
Do you do that?
No.
Well, my daughter works at Greenfield Village.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, and they have an herbalist there.
Uh-huh.
And she could, so very, very interested in that. So she tells her about all the things that used to grow on a couple hundred years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that they grow there.
Mm-hmm.
Tells them what to plant.
Well, you know, the willow that grows along your creek here is aspirin.
My father taught me that.
Did he?
It's true.
Quivering aspirin.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never tried it for that.
The Indians used it.
Who?
The Indians.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So they will probably take out maybe some of my questions or something and try to compress it into an hour. I'll bring it back and play it for you. And if it's to your satisfaction, we would ask you to sign this paper and it will be put in the library and the historical society. In fact, I think we give you a tape.
Well, that would be nice. I hope it was there was enough there to make it interesting for anyone that wanted to hear
it. Sure. Let's play that.